Good morning. Today is July the 17th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 3. We'd like to share a few verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 12. The text reads, "Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, these two simple verses that I've just read to you are very powerful in the ongoing life of each of us as Christians today. We need to always be sure that we seek God's Word, God's will, and seek the Lord God through the spirit of prayer and supplication each and every day for our lives to be guarded, for our hearts and our faith to be guarded through the hands and the power of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For we know out there in this world each and every day, we know that there's those temptations. We know every day that there's those trials and those tribulations that come before us, and how we make the determination of how we react and how we act towards those trials surely shows and testifies to the love of Christ down deep within each of us today through His Spirit and through His power. Verse number 12 declares, "Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God." The first thing and the foremost thing, beloved, each day we should have is a heart believing by faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, without doubt, without any hesitation and any wondering about who God is and how God is in control of our life and how the Lord Jesus paid that price for our sin debt, the debt of the sin that we were born unto from the curse and the sin of Adam. Each day I know I encounter people at my workplace and also friends and maybe sometimes even family that may ask me the question, "You know, it's been surely a hard day. How has your day been?" And, you know, I always give them the same answer. "Well, it's been a day of trials. It's always a day of temptation. It's always a day where things come at me." It seems like in this fast-paced world, beloved, each and every day, we always have those things that we see that we should do, but yet we seem to put them aside sometimes, regretfully, and we seem to do the things that we desire rather to have the flesh to allow or be allowed to do in our lives. You know, God's Word clearly warns us here that we should be protecting ourselves and we should be sure that we do not gain and have that unbelieving heart and fall away from the living God. For, beloved, we need to always be sure that we guard our hearts from unbelief, guard our hearts from the things of sin, the things of this world around us, and always surely ask the Lord God to help each of us every day to be sure that His power and His protection and His Word is down deep within us each and every day through these situations and always around these circumstances. Verse number 13 declares to us, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." You know, it's so easy sometimes to see others stumble and fall, and yet we look at ourselves and wonder, "Well, I'm sure glad it wasn't me. I'm sure glad it wasn't I that went and did that," or, "I'm sure glad it wasn't a member of my family that had that problem that I read about in the newspaper or heard from a friend that happened in their own life." Beloved, let us understand each and every day, were it not and be it not of the grace of God, it could be us, and it shall be us one day if we do not protect and guard our hearts from that of deceitfulness and that of sin. You know, one of the most powerful tools that God gives us each day in our life is surely the gift of encouragement. Pray to call and to just let others know that we're praying for them. Let others know that we care deeply about them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal is surely encouragement. May this be a day in your life, beloved. May it be a day in my life where we encourage someone. May we seek out the one that God would lead us to. May we pray for that person firstly and foremost each and every day that God would guard their hearts just as our own today we seek. And God, may you help them as we pray each day so that we can be that encourager, that one that maybe carries them through the battle of life each and every day. Beloved, I trust today that you, just as I, have that encourager in our life that God has planted firmly and steadfastly in our path. I am so thankful for those that pray for me and pray for our families and pray for this blessed ministry. I'm just so thankful for those that may call, may send letters, those that may send notes of encouragement so frequently to encourage us and let us know that God is using us and God is using this ministry and God as well is blessing in mighty ways in their own lives. Beloved, may each and every day, may we always be mindful of how deeply important it is to guard our hearts and to be sure as well we understand how important it is in the lives of so many to always be that encourager around them, to always bring forth the good news, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord for just a few moments of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we thank you. Father, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts this morning, God, for just waking us up this morning, for just giving us a new day, a new breath of life, Father, on this Friday morning. May it be a day, God, of encouragement in someone else's life. God, may we today receive encouragement from someone else. May it be a day, God, that we just live our lives. May we know that our heart has been guarded. May we know, Father, as well today that it has been filled to overflowing with your blessed grace, your peace, renewed this day and each day in our lives. Father, I would pray today especially for those that are sick, those that are shut in, God, those that we know that are in rehabilitation, those, God, we know that are today as well in the critical care of our local hospitals. God, we would ask you to work in their lives. We'd ask you to touch them, Father. We'd ask you to lift them and encourage them, God, in a mighty way, we pray. Lord, we pray each day, this day again, Father, for each and every listener to this broadcast. Lord God, we do thank you, Father, for all you do in this ministry. We thank you for the notes, and we thank you for the contacts, God, we've had and we've seen over the many years of this ministry's origin. But God, we thank you most of all, God, for you allowing your hand to continue to be upon this ministry and upon each and every one of our lives. And ask your blessings upon all those, Father, today that listen. God, I would ask your blessings of peace and grace to be upon us. Lord, as this Lord's Day is upcoming, Father, may each of us, Father, be in our Lord's house, God. May we worship and praise you, God, on high. For truly, Lord God, you're worthy of all praise and glory. And God, today we would just ask again that you would just allow these words, these verses, God, that we've shared with the people, may they be spoken unto us, God. May they be placed deep and steadfast down in each of our spirit and our soul, so that, God, this day we may glorify, we may praise, and we may lift and bless your holy and precious name. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.